next public hearing was conditional use number 2011, Douglas Hitchens, trading as Hitchens Auto Sales LLC. I think I'd like to think about that for a little.
I agree, Mr. Chairman. I think that I'd like to be able to visit the site when the ground's not totally covered with snow, so I have a better idea of what we're talking about in terms of the surface where the cars are currently being parked, let alone where he's proposing that they be parked. And as we all know, this was a conditional use that the commission itself recommended denial, and the council saw fit to approve it. So I'd like to be able to revisit, perhaps some of our objections were in the first place before we go tripling the size of this operation. So unless someone else is ready to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to make my motion, which is concerning conditional use number 2011 for Douglas Hitchens. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Mr. Johnson, before we call for the vote, I want to ask our council a question. We may want to ask you to amend your motion. In these instances, is the record, previous record, part of this record? The point being that I would like to be able to rely on information that is in the minutes from the previous hearing, where hearings both in county council and for planning and zoning to help make this decision. So
I don't think legally, unless they were actually incorporated into the record during the hearing itself, but you can certainly rely on the findings.
That's my intent. The findings, not the actual record itself.
Yeah, not the testimony that was given.
Well, the commission in the past has asked for copies of previous minutes on previous projects.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted to make your motion a little more specific.
And you could hold the record open for
copy of the minutes of both.
Receipt of the minutes and the, you know, in the record from the prior proceedings, if you wanted to bring it in.
I think that would be wise. If you would consider amending your motion.
Well, I mean, we do that. We close the public hearing, but we don't actually, they will leave the record open.
So we can leave the record open at this point, but we haven't voted.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then we can leave it open for any public information that the commission deems pertinent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you said defer for further consideration and the record to remain open for copies of the record of previous hearings with the commission and the council.
Yeah, just so it's clear that if you consider information from the prior
application,
then
that was
brought
my,
in that way.
That was my concern.
I mean, also, I'm not really sure the trucking business next door, I was going to check that far as whether that's a conditional use or if the guy's.
I believe it was, and it was way back in the low numbers.
Yeah.
That were shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was.
So there's a CU right
there.
Early 70s, because I was friends with
the boy
lived there.
Yeah, and it was shorts, right?
Yeah. Charlie Short.
And I think it was an early number conditional use. Right. But I have to really go back and find out. I think the base map will show it. We can find it. You want the record of that, too?
He's got several trucks and trailers right adjacent to
always
that.
Always has, yeah.
Yeah.
But we can pull that record, too, if you want.
Sure.
It'll be consistent,
Let's go ahead.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2011, I add the stipulation that the record remain open for the commission to receive copies of the, are we talking about the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
The minutes of the prior public hearings concerning the previous conditional use on this property.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2011 Douglas Hitchens trading as Hitchens Auto Sales for the reasons stated in the motion, leaving the record open as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.